This is the External Service of Polish Radio. I am Michał Kubicki with Focus, a look at the Polish cultural scene. And in this edition, a profile of a Polish composer and pianist who is very much forgotten these days and who certainly deserves a wide exposure. His name is Andrzej Czajkowski. He died in Britain in 1982 at the age of 46. His piano concerto has just been performed by the Polish pianist Maciej Grzybowski with the Kalisz Symphony Orchestra under its music director Adam Klocek. Dave Ferrer is an American music fan who's written a book about Czajkowski and started a website devoted to him. He came to Kalisz to attend the concerts, and I asked him why they were such important events for the promotion of Tchaikovsky's music.
In my view, it keeps Andrzej Czajkowski alive in the fact that his music is in front of the people, because he really lived to compose. So anything we can do, anything to bring his compositions to the stage, honors his legacy and his life. And of course, it's wonderful music besides.
Born in 1935 as Robert Andrzej Krauthammer, Czajkowski started taking piano lessons at the age of four, but soon after the outbreak of World War II, his family was forced into the Warsaw Ghetto. Smuggled out of the ghetto in 1942 and given false identity papers with the name Andrzej Czajkowski, he went into hiding with his grandmother until the end of the war. He studied piano in Łódź and Paris, graduating from the Paris Conservatory in 1950. Having returned to Poland, he continued his studies in Warsaw, in piano and composition. He was awarded membership of the Polish Composers' Union at the age of 15. In 1955, he won 8th prize at the Chopin competition in Warsaw, and a year later won 3rd prize at the Queen Elizabeth competition in Brussels. Under the auspices of the famous impresario Sol Hurok, and with the considerable assistance of Arthur Rubinstein, extensive concert tours followed, including those with such leading orchestras as the New York Philharmonic and the Chicago Symphony. In 1960, Andrzej Czajkowski moved from Paris to London and started to divide his time between concert performances and composition. He died of cancer. I asked Dave Ferrer why Tchaikovsky's musical legacy has become virtually forgotten.
I think the main reason he's forgotten is because he did not promote his music in any way. He did not try to make performances. He did not try to convince his friends to make performances. And he told his publisher that it's a big mistake to publish his music because they will never make a single dollar. They will not make any money whatsoever. But he was never one to promote himself. I think he had plenty of confidence in himself and in his music. But the difficulty was that when it came to promotion, even as a pianist or almost anything in music, a promotion just didn't sit well with him. He felt that music should find its own way. It should have his champions other than himself. But he might have been disappointed there weren't more performances, I'm not sure.
The first to perform Tchaikovsky's piano concerto was the world-renowned pianist Radu Lupu. Dave Ferrer has done extensive research on Tchaikovsky's life and work.
I saw him in 1978 in New York State with David Zinman conducting, and I remember his personality and his music. It took me 5 years to track down all his living family members and friends, and coming to Europe many times, interviewing his father and his stepmother and everybody I could find. And when I first heard Andrzej's music, I thought, this is really quite exceptional. Why is it not better known?
I hope that the performances of Tchaikovsky's piano concerto will be followed by more concerts featuring his music, and that fans will also have the chance to listen to his recordings. And that is all in this edition of Focus from your host, Michał Kubicki. Goodbye.